KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. So a few mornings ago, I'm walking my dog along Oceanfront Walk in Venice. It's an early weekday morning, and I'll be honest, I'm not looking my best. You know, it's in the morning. I'm walking the dog. I have on a pair of shorts that are a little tattered and a t-shirt that may have been used recently to mop up some kind of spill. But I repeat, I'm just walking the dog. I'm not, you know, pitching. But here's how bad I looked. As I'm walking along, I notice that there's a shoot going on in front of me. Some show has commandeered a part of Venice Beach, and they're setting up a shot, and I, you know, try to slip by them, but as I do, an AD wearing a headset stops me. Now, I think he's telling me to wait a second so he can finish the shot, but what he's doing is talking into his headset and describing my dog. And a second later, another AD bounds up to me. "Hi," he says. "We're doing a show here, and we just love your dog, and we're wondering if maybe we could use her in the shot we're doing." "No thanks," I say. "Well, we'd pay you," he says helpfully, "somewhere around, And then I notice him registering my outfit, the shorts, the dirty t-shirt, the cheap flip-flops. "Somewhere around $200. "I'm just too busy," I say. He looks at me again, trying to figure out how a person dressed like me could be described as busy, and says, well, you wouldn't have to do anything, see, and neither would your dog, really. It's just a shot where a little kid is looking out at the ocean, and the director saw you and your puppy walking by, and he thinks it'll make it a better shot if the little boy has a puppy with him. And, you know, we'll pay you." "I just don't have time today," I say. Then the AD talks into the headset. He says he's busy. Pause. "I know, but that's what he's saying." Pause. "I told him." Pause. "Okay." He turns to me. "The director says to tell you that we'll pay you in cash. And, you know, if you like, you can stay and have lunch." I get it. They think I'm homeless and proud. "Who's the director?" I ask, trying to sound like someone who actually isn't off his meds. Now, the AD mentions someone I don't know, which is not unusual, as I don't know many people anyway. And then he points over to a small canopy about 200 yards away where the director is sitting in front of a couple of playback monitors, and the director waves at me. "Oh, is that your video village?" I ask, trying to, you know, use the lingo and convey to the AD that, you know, if I know the lingo, I'm probably just a person in the business who just happens today to look like a derelict. "Come on, man," says the AD with a kind of no-nonsense sympathy. It's $200. I mean, you know, maybe you can buy dog food with it or something." "Look," I say, "I'm actually, you know, pressed for time here. I have an important meeting at the studio later, and I have a call scheduled with my attorney and other important high-level events to attend to." The AD looks sadly at me as I walk away, and I can hear him talking to his headset. "I said that." Pause. "I know." Pause. "Well, what do you want me to do? Follow him all the way to the shelter?" Now, the odd thing about this story is that I didn't really have anything going on that day, or anything so pressing that I couldn't have stuck around there for a few hours and had some lunch and collected my scratch and moved on. But I think what kept me from doing that wasn't pride, really. I mean, good Lord, I'm a writer in television. Pride really isn't a factor here. But it was more about the fact that, you know, I am a writer. I am in the business, but I'm still probably a few pitches and a writer strike away from, you know, actually needing that $200, especially in cash. So it really wasn't that the AD didn't know who I was. It was that he knew all too well. I mean, he saw a derelict, delusional guy dressed in rags walking along Venice Beach. In fact, I am a television writer and producer. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll meet the Larrys. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.